tie that bind, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. I will be with you for the next 2 hours. 2 hours of excitement for me. Man, the table is shaking. There's a first week at UBC, and a lot of things are happening. They're setting up the stage for tomorrow's AMS Backyard Barbecue Party. I think that's what it's called. First week back party. I don't know what it's called. AMS first week. Anyway, it's in the back of the sub. And right next to me, I think there's a dance party going on because it's shaking. It's good times. A lot of bass. Maybe it's a first week dubstep party. Who knows? Anyways, let's get started. I'm going to play a bunch of music. If you know the show, most of the music, 90% of them usually, it's from Canada. Play music from coast to coast, more on this coast and in Vancouver than anything else, just because got to support your local music. So I'm going to start off with a brand new one, but from an old band. So there used to be a band back in the 2000s called Black Rice. Black Rice were fantastic. They won Shindig way back in the days in 2000 and I'm going to say 2002. That's probably true and probably right. If you won Shindig, obviously you're fantastic. But anyways, not even besides that, they're great. They have since been on permanent hiatus. But recently, there was a call out on Facebook by Eric Axon from the many, many bands that he has been in, Hermetic, Sightlines, Painted Youth. And I think he just sort of mentioned that, I wish some of these bands that I liked back in the days would have the songs on Bandcamp. And I think a lot of stuff happened, and eventually basically what happened, long story short, is that Black Rice has put, believe, the whole catalog of songs on the Bandcamp, including some that has not been released officially anyways in a record or anything. So I am going to play for you something that a song from a record that was not officially released by Black Rice, but now it is on the good old Bandcamp. So here we go. This is Black Rice, recorded probably many, many, many years ago. This is a song called Throat Wolf. Hopefully it plays. Come on.
Girl, you got me on the throat. and nothing left by accident. But I long to return to the game's chance that used to make us dance underneath the moonlight. Throw gosh into the wind, wind up in trouble again.
Hey all you Bandy McBanders, Shindig 2014 is now accepting submissions. Please send your 3-song demo before September 15th to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. For more information, check out our website at citr.ca. Astorino's is located off Commercial Drive in the heart of East Vancouver. It's run by the Britannia Community Center and is available to rent for anyone. Some of its features include tall ceilings, wood floors, accessible bathrooms, a stage, and a PA. Astorino's is an accessible space and centrally located. It's ideal for any type of rehearsal, information session, dance classes, arts and craft sales, rummage sales, community events, and of course, shows and dancing.
Check out BritanniaCenter.org and the Facebook search Astorino's, or contact Maddie Harris by email at maddiefromlife@gmail.com to learn more.
With a mind that lingered as a child. received his life. If the boy had a mother, it was other than I. In the rubied heart that hangs in my bones, I bore a love deep down inside. My drunken life eternally.
from Victoria. That was some Himalayan bear with a song called Half Wit Sun. Here we go, I spelled it wrong. Hard Times is the name of the record. Before that, I played some Ghost House from the record The Present Tense. That is an oldie. The song I played was Not Everything Ends. Himalayan Bear, it's still around, just to let you know. They just played in Vancouver last Wednesday at the Fox Cabaret, I believe. Before Ghost House, I played some Jiffy Marker with a song called Winston. I Want to Be a Good Boy is the name of the song. Vancouver band, Jiffy Marker, still around, I believe. And before that, some What's Wrong, Tohei Sick Days is the record. Poison Ground is the name of the song. What's Wrong, Tohei has a new record that should be coming out sometime in the fall, so stay tuned for that. That's going to be the third one that they have out. And I started off the set with some Black Rice with a song called Throat Wolf from a unreleased record. So all those tracks and bands I played have in common is every one of them has someone in the band Black Rice in it. Obviously, Black Rice does. Rotong Tohei, Joe Tong from Black Rice plays in that band. Jiffy Marker, Jeff Lee plays in that. Ghost House, Jesse Gander is in that little project. Jesse Gander joined Black Rice a little bit, a couple years after the band formed. And Himalayan Bears, Julie Steamson plays in that band, at least the live version of it anyways. And she was just in town last Wednesday, as I was mentioning. So that's the point of that little set, the Black Rice retrospective. My name is Ben. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I will be with you for another hour and a half. After that, it is the copyright experiment. Stick around for that program. Until then, I'm just going to continue on with more music and such. I am going to play for you once again, which I've played this record a few times. It's pretty new. It's good to play new stuff. This is Slight Birching from the record Cultural Envelope. This is a song called Knowledge Drifts. Slight Birching on CITR 101.9 FM.
Descend into the ocean and climb a salty breeze amidst a scene that pleads devotion to island in D.C. A time, a path that winds the rocks, a sheer drop to the beach. Thank you.
heavy hands, please understand, this is no way to be. My feet lost grip, I nearly slipped and tumbled to the
when did I become a sketchy dude? Shy to the point of being totally rude and awkward, like ice skating backwards, which is something that I could never do. Conversation skills are
The AMS Backyard Barbecue is an event by UBC students for UBC students and the campus community. Taking place on September 5th at the North Sub Plaza, this year's barbecue features Ryan Hemsworth, Good for Grapes, We Are the City, Saboda, The Tourist Company, MGH, and Sincerely Hannah. For more information and tickets, check out the AMS Backyard Barbecue on Facebook.
This is how to make a great sandwich. Step 1. Get the soft but sturdy bread.
Up in smoke, it's where my money goes.
Step number 2. Butter it with your favorite spread. Step 3. Put in the meats and veggies. Step 4. Shake it up. Pepper, salt, and all.
It's 11 p.m. Check out sneak out. Open fridge and I drink daddy big stouts. Multi refine, girl, more can reach out. And I'm NTA, more can speak out.
Step 5. Find another piece of sturdy bread. And that, my friends, is how you make a great sandwich. For more, listen to Soul Sandwich every Monday from 5 to 6 on CITR 101.9.
Bye.
That is Poor Baby from Vancouver, brand new project from Ryan Walter Wagner. Poor Baby is playing tomorrow night. I believe that's the first show he's ever going to play at 303 Columbia, which is the brand new place that was used this past weekend as the green room for Victory Square and also the official after party of Victory Square. It used to be the old Columbia. It's like a music venue. I think it was something else for a very long time in between, which I've never been to. Back in the very old days, like the late 90s, early 2000s, Columbia was a venue that people like me would frequent. Bands would play there regularly, tons of like thinking like JP7, things like that. I have consumed a lot of alcohol in that venue and passed out many times, let's just say that, back in the days at the Columbia. It's very nice to go back in and see how it is now. It's totally different. It used to be very dark and dingy. Now now the walls are all white. It's painted white. The washroom, I think it's still where it used to be. The old one used to have kind of a trough situation, at least in the men's side. And the bar has been moved across the room. Used to be on the other side, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, 303 Columbia, that's where Poor Baby is playing along with Needs, a band from Vancouver. We just played on the show a couple months ago. No Ahola from Montreal. So that's an early show. So check that out if you like what you hear. Also, Poor Baby is playing again on Saturday at Delito. So many, many chances to check out Poor Baby if you like what you just heard. The song I played from Poor Baby is called OK, OK, OK. And before that, I played some new music from a band called Granny Squares. The record is called High, 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 which is that's why I played the OK, 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 OK. Anyways. After that, Miss Sun is the name of the track. Granny Squares is, as I can tell, featuring all the members of Dream Baby and some of the members of Love Cuts. Granny Squares, look out for them, hopefully, around town. Hopefully, they'll be playing shows and such. Before Granny Squares, I played a two-piece from Halifax. They are called Just Barely's. Skills is the song that I play. It is from the very first album that they put out many, many years ago, like 6 or 7 years ago probably, which is called Top. And I believe the band is still around, just in sort of low hiding mode. Before Just Barely is another two-piece I played called Diskettes. They are from, well, at the time they were from Victoria. Diskettes, Come On Over is the name of the song that I played. Before Diskettes, I played some Imaginary Pants. They're from Vancouver. Kites at Night is the name of the EP that I played the song Creaking Gate from. And I started off the set with some Slight Birching. Cultural Envelope is the record that I played. The song I played is called Knowledge Drifts. Slight Birching is from Vancouver, although currently Sean, who is more or less Slight Birching, is residing in Montreal, I believe. I think he's coming back. I don't know. He's been there for quite a while, so we'll see what happens. All right. You are listening to CITR Radio. 101.9 FM is the dial that you've dialed your radio to. CITR.ca is where you can listen to us. Maybe listen to this on a podcast. Good for you. I am going to continue on with more music. I still have about an hour and 10 minutes to go. So a lot of songs to go, especially if it involves Beelines, because songs are very short, these Beeline guys. Although this album has some of the longest songs that Beelines has ever put out. Like, one of the songs is actually like 3 minutes long, which is insane. This one is not. This one is called Tell Me. The record is called Opening Band. That just came out a while ago. Tell Me, and the song is only a minute and 40-something seconds long. Beelines, Vancouver favorites on CITR.
Fucking up, close to killing yourself, and you get to do it over and over and over again, and it doesn't bum out your family and friends. So tell me what I did last night, 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 last night. We'll be right back.
spark of sentiment or romance or human kindness in your whole body.
Thank you. She doesn't come alone, she comes with a friend. doesn't come alone.
That was some Super Friends. Oh, that's a really, really catchy song from way, way back. Way, 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 way back. Back in the 90s. Mock Up, Scale Down. The Super Friends from Halifax. £10 is the name of the song. Matt Murphy is from the band Super Friends. The band Super Friends broke up ages ago, and there was talks of reunion, things are coming around, and they got this blog that posts currently that has like all these old pictures of all the stuff. So it seems like something is happening, but nothing has happened yet. Matt Murphy from the band has went on and do things with the Flashing Lights, and that disbanded as well. Reason I'm playing the Super Friends is recently Matt Murphy got married, according to my feed, to someone I know from Toronto, Emil, which we used to write together for the Only magazine. She moved to Toronto, and what it looks like is she met Matt Murphy, and they are married. It's insane. That is insane. Matt Murphy, Super Friends, great song, very fantastic. One of the more underrated East Coast back in the Halifax Explosion days. Everyone knows like the Sloan and the Eric's Trip and all that stuff, but Super Friends. Before the Super Friends, I played an old Vancouver band. They're called Catamaran. It's a little song they have up on the Bandcamp called Haunted. Maybe that's a the band's been long since disbanded. Someone I remember went on to be in Manhands. Catamaran, Haunted is the name of the song. Before that, a band from Montreal, they are called Tops, brand new record that just came out on Abutus Records, came out this Tuesday. Blind Phase is the song that I played. The record is called Picture You Staring. So Tops is the name of the band from Montreal. Saw them, this summer. Back in March, playing in at South by Southwest, and they were very good. And before Tops, I play some Monomyth from also out east, more east, Halifax. Brand new song from them called Downer from a record they have on Vancouver's very own Mint Records. It is called Saturnalia Regalia, I think that's how you pronounce it. Brand new one from Monomyth. You can get that record from Mint Records. Before that, some Painted Youth, an old band from back in the early 2000s. Painted Youth, a couple members of Painted Youth, Eric and Bart, eventually moved on and played in Hermetic, and Eric continues to play in many other bands, and Hermetic is still around, as I know. Did mention that I started off the set with some Beelines, a brand new one from the Beelines called Tell Me. The record is called Opening Band Beelines. Sounds like something. Is the alarm ringing? I don't know what's going on. Is there a fire alarm? I'm not sure. I hear a fire alarm. Let's play some songs, and then I'll figure out if the building is on fire. Let's put in a record, because There's a fire. I should probably figure this out. Sean Nicholas Savage is what you're going to hear for the next little bit.
The September issue of Discorder is here. Check out this month's cover featuring local ladies, Supermoon, plus articles on Other Jesus, New Forms Festival, Underpass, and the Fictionals. So pick up a copy of Discorder around town or check it out online at discorder.ca. And a very special thanks to this month's advertisers, At the Waldorf, Factor, LiveVan.com, Mint Records, The Rickshaw Theater, Study and Go Abroad Fair, Fox Cabaret, Vancouver Art Book Fair, Vancouver Fringe Festival, Vancouver International Film Festival, Vancouver New Music, Vinyl Records, and the Whistler Village Beer Festival.
Your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Hey there, my name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.